Hello and welcome. This file is called Magnets. And before you listen to this file, you need to write down a time between 1 and 7 days. If you don't do it, the default is 1 day. And for the time you specified, you will feel a magnet-like force repelling your hands and your sex toys from all your erogenous zones. Now the thing is that this force will be powered by your own arousal. So as long as you aren't aroused, you can touch yourself. But the more aroused you become, the stronger your hands and sex toys are repelled from all of your erogenous zones. There is a little out, however. You can rub yourself against anything that's not a sex toy, or you can hump anything. But this is up to you. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, make sure you're comfortable, relax, letting go, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I am willing to guide you. That I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop. Falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head
completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin. And you just float there weightlessly, and then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you are alone. You are isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you. A light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in zero G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. Feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see. It's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus, of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a little trigger. Now, before you started, you should have written a number between 1 and 7 on a piece of paper, and this number is going to be the number of days this little trigger will be active. If you haven't written any number down on a piece of paper, this will only work for 24 hours. That's right. Now, what's going to happen is that for the number of days you have written down on a piece of paper, you will feel a force field, a or maybe more like a magnetic field that is pushing your hand away from all your erogenous zones. Of course, there's a little twist to it, because this magnetic field is fueled by your own arousal. That's right. That means if you're not aroused, it will be very easy to touch yourself in any way you want. But the more your arousal increases, the stronger the force is going to be that repels your hand from all of your erogenous zones. That's right. And while you might be able to fight against the field, to be stronger than the field, as long as your arousal isn't too high, you will find that long before you can achieve an orgasm, your hands will just be pushed away. And of course, the same will happen if you try to pleasure yourself with any toy. And to make this extra evil and add another little twist, I'm going to give you a little out. Now it's completely up to you if you use it or if you wait until the time you yourself have specified is over. Because you have one way to pleasure yourself, even when you're aroused, and that is to rub yourself against anything that is not specifically a sex toy. That's right. You could rub yourself against the floor, against the wall, against the bed. Maybe you could hump a pillow. Whatever it is, as long as it's not specifically a sex toy, you can pleasure yourself. But as I said, it's up to you if you use it. Now, let's get to it. You know how many days this curse is going to work for you. You have written down the number of days on a piece of paper. And if you haven't, or if you have written down a number that is bigger than 7, you will find that this curse, this little trigger, will only work for 24 hours. That's right. And for this 24 hours, you will feel as if there are strong magnets in your hands and in all your erogenous zones. And of course, in all your sex toys. That's right. And these magnets are powered by your own arousal. This means if you're not aroused at all, you can just normally touch yourself without any problem. But as the arousal builds, you feel the strength of these magnets, this magnetic field, slowly building. It's growing stronger and stronger. And I'm sure you have played with magnets. You know how it feels. You know how it feels when they repel each other. That's right. And that's what you are going to feel when you are touching yourself, when you are pleasuring yourself. You will feel this force growing stronger and stronger the more your arousal grows. And at the beginning, it will be easy to just push against this force, this repelling force that pushes your hands away, that pushes your sex toys away from all your erogenous zones. And yet, as your arousal grows, this force is growing too. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And you have to work harder and harder to keep pleasuring yourself. That's right. You have to fight against it. And it's just growing stronger and stronger. And you already understand that sooner or later, it's going to be impossible to keep going. Sooner or later, your hands will just be pushed away. Your sex toys will just be pushed away. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's right. Sooner or later, will be stronger than you are. And you might also understand that this is going to happen long before you will be able to achieve an orgasm. Or you will be able to push yourself into a quite aroused state. But before you are able to achieve an orgasm, this force will be stronger than you are. And it will become impossible to pleasure yourself any further before your arousal has gone down again, because your own arousal is powering this repellent force, is fueling it. So that means that it will be impossible to achieve a level of arousal sufficient for an orgasm before this force, this repellent force, is stronger than you are. That's right. There's nothing you can do about it. And yet, as I said before, I am giving you an out. You will be able to rub yourself against something, to hum something, as long as it's not a sex toy. So you won't be able, for example, to sit on a vibrator. You will feel the same repellent force and it will be completely impossible. But you will be able to, say, hump a pillow, or rub yourself against the bed, or almost anything else really, as long as it's not a sex toy. That's right. And of course, it's completely up to you. I just leave this one opportunity open for you, and it's your choice. If you want to take it and keep pleasuring yourself, or if you wait until your arousal has gone down again, so you can pleasure yourself again. Of course, you understand that it will be impossible to achieve an orgasm any other way until the time is up and this curse is over. That's right. And before we leave this little file, I'd like you to imagine it. I'd like you to imagine the repelling force. Just imagine there are magnets, strong magnets, in your hand, in all of your erogenous zones. And just imagine you're trying to touch yourself and you feel this repelling force pushing your hand away. And I'm sure you have played with magnets. You know how it feels. How it feels when one magnet repels another. Because that is what you are going to feel for the time you yourself have chosen. That's right. And because your subconscious mind knows that it was your only choice, it's going to make it happen. And for the time you have specified, you will feel these effects. And there's nothing you can do about it. And now it's already time. Time to wake you back up again. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now get ready to wake back up and leave this wonderful trance. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, coming back further and further. 4, waking up more and more. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles built up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this file and goodbye.